So in Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas found out in verse 46, it says, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. As so the Lord commanded, I have set you to be a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. So there's a period turning onto the Gentiles. Every time they ended the missionary journey, they recognized it was the Gentiles who were more blessed. In verse 27. Acts 14, 27. When they come together, they reported all that God had done with them and that He opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. By the time the book of Acts ended, it looks as if, as most scholars teach the book of Acts, they say it looks as if that it suddenly ends abruptly. It did not. The book of Acts was given by the Holy Spirit to show us the dispensational change. It started in Acts 1 to tell us the disciples' interest in the restoration of Israel. That didn't take place. Instead, there was a change until at the end of the book of Acts 28. Paul declared in his statement that the time of the Jews has completely ended. It looks like a gradual, slow change, but the book of Acts marks it very fast over 28 chapters. Acts 28, Paul says about the Jews. This is a statement about the Jews. In verse 26-27. Go to these people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand. Seeing you will see and not perceive. For the heart of these people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them. Look at verse 28. Therefore, see there's a conclusion in Acts. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. It's obvious when you study dispensation, you notice that at the end of the book of Acts, it is definitely the Gentile period. The transition is recorded in Acts. Because the transition was important to us. From a church that was primarily Jew, it became a church that was primarily Gentile. So notice the transition here. In the Jesus' first coming, His first part, and in His second part, there were sort of two parts to the first coming. He came for the Jews first. He had to fulfill it to them. But you notice, part of what He promised the Jews was not fulfilled. It was recognized in the book of Acts chapter 15. Acts 15, James stood up in a Jerusalem council and said, in verse 14 onwards, Simon has declared how God has first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for His name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, after this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does all these things. So Simon declared that, and James confirmed it, that the transition took place from the Jewish dispensation to the Gentile dispensation. And James said that God will one day return to the Jews. James was saying, here he is, just after the first coming of Jesus, he's talking right up there to the second coming of Jesus and saying that before He comes, there will be a period of restoration of Israel. When? How long? Is not known to them in detail yet. But we bring part of the Jewish dispensation and put it right here in the front. Then for the Gentile dispensation, Just as from the time of Abraham, God had worked primarily among the Jews. Thousands of years. About approximately 4,000 years. More or less about 3 plus. And he has worked primarily among the Jews right up to the time of Jesus. Now is the Gentile dispensation, and he's working among the Gentiles for these 2,000 years. The stretch of human history that we have, the Gentile history, right up to this point. Now here is the point that we are pointing at. We are now coming to the close of the Gentile age. Just as there is a close of the Jewish age, there is a close of the Gentile age, and there will be a close of the Gentile age. And at this close of the Gentile age, the only difference is that there won't be another part for the Gentiles, like the Jews had one part split right up here that was not fulfilled. Everything that was spoken of the Gentiles will come to be finished here. And the transition from the Gentile age back into the Jewish dispensation, which will last a short time, has to take place also. And that is why we find during this transition, the same things that happened there will happen here. Now, here is all dispensation. Of course, when any man, anywhere, trusts and have faith in God, like the Syrophoenician woman, God will still meet them. If they come on God's terms and God's ground. In the Old Testament, there are people who seem to have known the Lord, Melchizedek. There are others like Balaam, who once knew the Lord but went astray. And there is Naaman, who seems to have turned to the Lord. There are King Nebuchadnezzar, who seemed to have acknowledged the Jewish God. We are not sure at what point and at which level. So there are Gentile people who seem to have acknowledged God in the Jewish dispensation. The opposite will be true. In the Gentile dispensation, there will still be Jews. Faith transcends dispensation. Dispensations are only the order of God's working. They do not limit any man anywhere from coming to know God freely. They are just God's systematic order of doing things. Just like we humans are very organized. When you want to have a family, we don't just have a family, right? You go shopping for your diapers. You find out the best and most affordable gynecologist you can. And you look around for the hospital where your wife can give birth. You don't just give birth, right? So we are quite organized. So why we do it is because that is it brings things about easier. And so the same way God is organized. God is a God of order. But it doesn't prevent us from knowing Him personally. Dispensations are just for His working. Now there are several things that took place in this transition. Number one, there seems to be a spirit of slumber that came upon Israel. You notice Paul mentioned about that. We read that in Acts 28. And you notice that when the Gentile dispensation slowly turns back into the Jewish dispensation, that's where 2 Thessalonians comes in. 2 Thessalonians is the key to tell us the transition that takes place back in the Jewish dispensation. You can see first a few points here. They are not exactly recorded in the order that we're going to present them. But let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. Delusion. It looks like there is a spirit that works. And he speaks about the spirit of iniquity. In verse 7, the mystery. For the mystery of lawlessness is ready at work. Only he who now restrains to do so until he is taken out of the way. So there is a a spirit of delusion that will slowly turn until there's a dullness of heart and dullness of hearing on the Gentiles, slowly, and it turns back into the Jewish dispensation, just like it happened over there. From Jews to the Gentiles, say Gentiles back to Jews, in the dispensational sense. The second thing that takes place is as more and more Gentiles came to know the Lord, less and less Jews come to know the Lord, and more Jews turn against the Lord. More and more Jews turn against the Lord, and more Jews, even when Jesus came in His first coming, it was the Jews who in the end sent Him for crucifixion, in that sense, although the Romans did the work. And then we realized that the Jews were the enemies of Paul. They were the ones who seek to prevent the gospel. And there were many times when they came up, stir, and Paul talks about the Judaizers who came against Gentiles, who came to know the Lord. And so that they end up as the persecutors of the Gentiles and of Paul, who brought the gospel. So over there, as more and more the transition takes place from the Gentile dispensation to the Jewish dispensation, the opposite happened. Gentiles will begin to persecute the Jews. Until the last day of confrontation, it is the Antichrist, the leader of the Gentile world, an anti-God, coming against the Jewish nation, which we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The third thing that takes place is there is a falling away. It looks like the entire nation has fallen away from God and turned away from God in rejecting Jesus in His first coming. And by AD 70, the Roman Empire destroyed entirely the city of Jerusalem under General Titus. So there was destruction that Jesus sort of prophesied in part that would take place. When He saw the city of Jerusalem, He wept, and he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a mother hen gathered her chicks." I mean, there was sorrow in His words, because He saw the future and the destruction that would take place because they rejected Him at His first coming. And if the Jews rejected Him at His first coming, and He ended up with the Gentiles, there is going to be a rejection of Jesus in His second coming, primarily of the Gentiles, but it's the Jews who will end up accepting Him. What an opposite thing that is taking place as we see these 2 points. And so Paul talks about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a falling away that comes. In chapter 2, he says in verse 3, that they will not come unless there's a falling away that takes place. So there will be a falling away, a departure. The word falling away is the Greek word apostasia. I look at it very carefully, because there are some writings by some Pentecostals, and they interpret the word falling away as departure, quoting old translations of the Bible. And I want to be true to the Greek, true to the Bible. And I think that that argument from that one verse or one word is a bit weak. I believe what they believe, that there is a rapture coming. But to base it on just that one verse is a weak theological argument. I mean, I don't want to twist the scriptures just because I believe in a certain way. Here is the word apostasia, which the stronger meaning is to translate it as a departure from God, as a falling away, and as an apostasy. Same usage of the word, an apostasy, turning away from God. So there is a falling away, a turning away from God. Now when we look at all these things, like 2 Thessalonians talks about, we're wondering, my, am I going to be among those apostasies? And all these things, which is why we're going to classify it very carefully. As we saw here, there is 2 parts in Jesus' first coming. the first part, although not clearly seen, if you just read the Bible, but you analyze it, you can see it there. The first part is to the Jews. 3 years later, the second part took place. That was to the Gentiles.